Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
Really excited for the next couple of podcasts for you guys. Going to do something that I never have before. And I'm actually going to bring on some guest speakers and interview a couple leaders for you. And we're going to be talking about color personalities. And we've talked about this in the past, but more specifically, we're going to be talking about color spectrums. Because as we know, there are high functioning and low functioning versions of each color. There's a high functioning blue and a low functioning blue. And what that means is every color has things that they inherently struggle with. Okay, you have natural tendencies that happen and things that you would like to do, but because you're a leader, if you want to be a good leader and you want to always be improving and learning new skills, then we have to figure out how to not let those natural tendencies or things that we want to do because of our color personality, we have to make sure that those don't control our decisions, things that we say, how we act, how we treat others, how we respond to our team, how we respond in high stress situations or in times of change. And to be a good leader, we have to make sure that we are taking inventory regularly of our color, our strengths, our weaknesses, and making sure that we are always moving towards that high functioning version of ourself. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And the colors are very important in our company. We know this. We learn about them in every boot camp. They're widely talked about, but even more so on my team. And I wanted to just quickly share that with you because we found on our team that the culture of our team is very much is centered around color personalities. We talk about this every day. We talk about colors in some type of conversation. If somebody asks a question, you know, immediately we ask what color they are so we know how to answer them. And even something I'm trying right now, I'm experimenting on one of my team pages, is I'm actually having everybody include their color in their post or in their comment on someone else's post. And so that's something even that we're trying. Our very first thing that we have distributors do on our team is figure out what color they are. By reading about, you know, reading the documents or looking at the graphics that we've created. So they identify what color they are. And they also take the love language test, the 5 love languages. They also take the love language test. And instead of love language, which was the original 5 love languages are used for in relationships and marriages, in a workplace, those are called appreciation languages. And it is how you feel appreciated by your teammates, by your boss. So we use the colors and the appreciation languages as leaders to get to know our new distributors, to get to know up and coming runners and people on our team who we take notice of. And it really helps us know how to serve our team members and our distributors the best way possible. So as leaders, I mean, that is how important it is on our team. We use the colors all the time. So I want to bring on in the next couple of podcasts, I'm going to have leaders from my team who have, you know, they've been in a little while, they've been in this business a while, and they have gone through the self-development process and the process of moving their color from either low functioning or middle functioning over to high functioning. And they're going to tell you why that was important for them, the things that they have to think about as the color that they are, you know, things you have to think about as a blue leader, things you have to think about as a yellow leader, red leader, green leader, and how to lead a team that is not all the same color as you and lead them the best that you can, taking into consideration your color and what your natural tendencies are, what you struggle with as that color, and how to be the best leader that you can be. And then they're also going to tell you how they personally moved themselves into the high functioning color that they are. So I'm really excited about this. Stay tuned. If you don't know what color you are, if you are new in this company, I urge you between now and our next podcast to figure out what color you are so that when you start listening to my guest speakers that I'm going to interview that all of this makes more sense. Really read those colors, dig into the documents, figure out what you struggle with. You know, as a green, I don't struggle with all of the things that a green might struggle with, but I do struggle with a lot of them. So figure out, read the document, figure out what it is that you do struggle with. What is your natural tendency as your color? And then the rest of this series, when we talk to the other leaders, is really going to help you figure out how to lead a team of all different colors that are different than you. So stay tuned. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.